Well, a few weeks ago we spoke to Hank Jonkin from Services Australia about the money available in these COVID times. There's been a few changes in terms of some places going into lockdown, some coming out. So we thought it would be pertinent to catch up with Hank again and just have a chat and an update about where things are at. Hank, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So how have things changed since we last spoke?
Okay, as you know, most of regional Victoria is now out of lockdown. There are a few pockets. And most people will have received their last payment during the week of the 10th of September. That covers the period from the 3rd to the 9th of September. And for most people, that's it. But what a lot of people won't know is if your payment's ended, but you still can't work because of a lockdown in other areas, let's say Greater Melbourne, then you may still be eligible and you should claim from today. So let's take Bendigo, for example, not currently under lockdown. Let's say you're working in a hotel or a cafe. Because of the lockdown in Melbourne, there's been a downturn in business. You've lost hours. You can still claim the COVID-19 disaster payment. And you can do it from today, which means we're paying you a week in arrears and you won't miss out.
Is the onus on the person themselves to claim this, or are they advised by the Services Australia?
Look, we've notified people that payments have ended, there was a gap between when lockdowns ended and then a new lockdown was announced. What that means is some people's circumstances may have changed. They may have gone back to work for a day or two, and it's for that reason you now have to lodge a new claim if you're affected. But once you're on again, payment will continue for as long as the lockdown continues.
Right. So, again, if people want to contact you folks about this, I guess there is a website and it's hopefully a very straightforward process?
Yes, it is. Look, the way to do it is through MyGov. And a lot of people are now familiar with this because, of course, we've paid over 500,000 Victorians. But go to MyGov. There's a button there that says Government Support for Coronavirus. Click on that and follow the prompts. And if you're in an area that's not in lockdown, but you've lost work because of lockdown elsewhere, then you click on option 3, which says I'm impacted by a COVID-19 lockdown, but not living in a lockdown area. You will be eligible.
Okay. All righty. Well, listen, that's a very important update for folks. There'd be a lot who may not have been aware of that. So we hope that's helped to spread the word and get it out there. And Hank, we appreciate your time as always. And I'm sure before this whole thing's done, there'll be other changes as well. So we'll talk to you when they become necessary to get across to the broader public. Thanks. Thanks very much indeed, Hank.
No worries. Anytime. Thank you.
Hank Jonkin from Services Australia on the Wake Up Call. It's Gold, Central Victoria.